Oh God, my eyes.
Are you okay?
I think we've covered the DC thing enough. I'm flipping through the channels and I just came across the abomination that is the new Looney Tunes show. And I think that's a nice little segue into the main topic this week is Looney Tunes, but the good one, like the old school one, but because the new Looney Tunes show is on now and it's so bad.
Oh, you want to do it?
I want to flip it through. I'm not watching it, woman, please. And just flip it through the channels and it came on. It's on.
See, oh, it turned itself off. This is how it turned itself on. I told people I accidentally watched the newest of the new show.
Nicole, what? I'm not watching it. I accidentally came across it, saw it for half a second, and turned away. You actually engaged in having it on.
In the background. Anyway, would you like to introduce our topic and why our guest is here?
Well, that's the topic is Looney Tunes, which, you know, obviously we're talking about the old school stuff, the brilliant, amazing stuff that we grew up with. Mikey is on here because he is one of the few people I've come across who is as passionate about Looney Tunes as I've always been all my life. And he also is really good at ranting. and this show is so bad it actually prompted him to make a new avatar that says No False Idols. I mean, it's heavy duty stuff.
Okay, well, let me tell you a little backstory. I tried my hardest to watch the new Looney Tunes show. And then while Andy was over here, I'm like, you want to see how bad it is? I made him watch a couple episodes, and the poor guy.
Andy being the sadistic bastard that he is. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
The poor guy, while he's
kidding.
Watching, just had that.
Kidding!
His face started.
Kidding. No, sadistic bastard. Sadistic bastard. I hate him.
And then when he got home, when he got back over to England, he decided to
share the pain.
Share the blessing of this new show to everyone.
I never even knew it was on until, like, you want to watch something? Oh, what? Ah, see something. Here's something. Bye-bye, I'm running away now.
That is just wrong.
So he made Mikey watch the new show.
You know, he blindsided him into watching it.
Didn't help!
Well, the thing is, I guess I did the same thing to him, so he's just, you know, keeping that ball rolling.
You had to have said something about how bad it was to Andy, though.
Oh, yes, I said how bad it was.
Mikey didn't even know it existed until Andy just said, here, watch this.
Yeah.
Did Andy say anything about it being shit, Mikey?
Oh, yeah.
No, he said chicken. He showed the chicken hawk to me, and I thought, the hell is this?
The thing is, the chicken.
And he said, oh, you should watch it. It's not good, but you should watch it. Okay. But there's a difference between not good and this.
Yeah. There's a huge
Ben 10 is not good.
I like Ben 10. Well, I like the old Ben 10.
But that's what I mean. You know, the newer stuff.
It's not an abomination like this.
Yeah. You can watch a Ben 10 episode. You don't have to enjoy it, but you can watch it. This is like if they took your favorite movie and instead of remaking it, just handed it over to the Asylum. This is the Asylum version of Looney Tunes. I hate it.
Okay, so, well, before we get into the bad stuff, what was your favorite stuff, Mikey, growing up with the classic Looney Tunes?
Oh, everything. I love them all. I, in Irish TV, it used to be on every couple of days around half five. You'd have one or two cartoons of Looney Tunes or Tom and Jerry or something, and I would always try and get in front of the TV for it. To the point where I actually remember grabbing the remote and changing the channel during when my mother was watching the news. I had to run around the room with the remote and not giving it back to her, trying to watch Looney Tunes at the same time. I managed it, though. I was
you were a cheeky child to raise, weren't you?
I was active. I loved it all. It was just, you had this hilarious irreverence forward, the idea. In a day where we were starting to move into, ooh, you can't show children anything, these cartoons, which were originally made for adults, which are shown to you, where anvils and drag queens and everything you could think of that should feel improper if you're, quote-unquote, a modern human who doesn't, you know, racism isn't funny and all that kind of stuff isn't funny. But there's nothing offensive about it. There is no harm intended, and there should be no harm taken. It's like those old British sitcoms, like Open Hours. They took the piss out of people with stuttering. The main character in that, Ronnie Barker, and he had this character stutter. And they were really concerned that, you know, are people going to be upset about it? The only letter they ever got was from a family of stutterers who said, during the show, they'd like to try and set each other off by doing the lines.
That's brilliant.
It's something that today would be viewed as offensive, but there is no harm meant. And I just love that. And the characters, I got so drawn in by them. Bugs is the nice guy you never cross. Bugs is the guy who will do, you know, he'd give you a loan of anything if you wanted, and the second you screw him over, you will pay for it. But he still has an impact. Daffy is a complete nutter. Elmer, I don't know what Elmer is.
Elmer's
Sam. Save us from Sam.
He's a foil.
Peppy the Pew was an attempted rapist. Sorry, but
he's a rapist.
Right. Think about it. He finds someone he fancies, and then he chases them. No matter how much they're willing to nearly... There was one where the cat tried to kill herself.
Yes.
She tried to kill herself many times.
Yeah. Think about it. That's kind of molestation there.
I just love the fact that just by a cat getting a stripe of paint on its back, the skunk thinks that she's a skunk.
Oh, if you will mix it love together. And then hops after. Sylvester. And Wily and Roadrunner, they were just a genius concept. That was it. There was incredible intelligence behind these things.
Marvin, always trying to blow up the planet.
Marvin, what happened to the hideous kaboom, Marvin? I want the kaboom because Marvin
what
won.
What happened to the earth-shattering kaboom?
He was a terrorist. He was the first known terrorist.
An awesome terrorist.
A cartoon terrorist.
A dog, and he had a dog.
I watched a documentary years ago where they pointed out that they used as many slides and screens in one episode of 7 Minutes in Looney Tunes as you'd use an entire half-hour show today. And the quality in those shows, the animation stands up today.
Mm-hmm.
The animation from the 40s and 50s stands up today, which is not common. The voice acting was incredible. The sound effects, that was something that really made me realize how much sound effects made a show. The way they'd have the little tiptoe with the musical score alongside, that was genius. I loved it. I
sound effects for the raise of an eyebrow and stuff,
It was just, it was one of those bizarre, it was a freak of nature. It was one of those things that you had exactly the right people in exactly the right place at exactly the right time. It's not going to come again. You have it with movies, TV, governments, for Christ's sake. But Looney Tunes was the freak of its era. And fortunately, there were a couple of others, like Tom and Jerry, at the same time. But I think Looney Tunes very much was the cream of the crop. And I rewatched some of them during the week, and it's been a while since I've laughed that much at a TV show. Also, Taz, I love Taz. Oh, my God, I love Taz. The only modern thing with Looney Tunes, if I go on again, that I really, really thought was captured it perfectly was Tasmania. Because it was just Taz and his bizarre family. But it was still Taz. He still tried to eat people. But his father goes, and I was walking along, and we talked with the Yakety, and then I saw my friend the Yakety Schmackety. And I thought, you think I'm positive enough?
The old Looney Tunes is awesome. What were some, like, your favorite moments?
Classic ones. Rabbit season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Duck season. Rabbit season. Rabbit season. Duck season. Color! Anything with Daffy and Bugs, because those two played off each other so well, because, like I said, Bugs is the nicest guy in the world who you don't push. Daffy's just a bastard. Daffy wants
and
Bugs
an idiot bastard.
Right.
Yeah,
idiot bastard. Or that one where Daffy was trying to capture an escaped puma or a lion or something, and he was money obsessed. And he spent the entire cartoon getting the crap beaten out of him, and then a bit of money drifts into the cage, and he dives in, and he just hears a fight, and he starts screaming, "It's mine! Mine, mine, mine! I earned it, it's mine! For God's sake, it's mine!" He just comes out.
That's when he winds up inside he winds up tiny, and he runs inside that clam, and he gets the pearl. Mine!
Yeah, mine! There's two lines from Daffy I always remember. It's the one where he drags himself up the bug and he's like, "You're despicable."
Despicable.
Comes out of the cage, lion's unconscious. He just holds up through money. "I'm a coward, but I'm a greedy little coward."
Yeah.
Oh, just. And it's hard to pick a moment, honestly, because every single character had something fantastic. Why did Porky not wear pants? Why was he wearing a jacket but no pants?
I've wondered about that many times. Probably shouldn't. And Daffy didn't have any clothes on, nor did Bugs.
Most of them didn't. Actually, when Tweety first showed up, he was completely featherless, but they got complaints because he was nude. So put the yellow...
Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I remember Tweety. Like, he wasn't cute to begin with. And...
No one realized that Porky wasn't wearing pants in 50 years.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh. What about the classic Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner?
Oh, God.
Some of the inventions Wile E. Coyote come up with, oh, my gosh. Love
Wile E. is a legitimate law.
I love Wile E. Coyote.
Got a legitimate lawsuit going with Acme.
That I like the few where he actually speaks, like he'll talk to... Bugs or somewhere, and he's, Wile E. Coyote, super genius, and he's just, it's like, what, that's what he's really? not working for
him. Yeah, I like those, but it always has to go back to him being this silent.
Yeah.
The expressions on his face as he just,
yes.
I just remember one where he fell down, it wasn't the usual, oh, hell, it was just, oh, love.
And I like he'll fall and the sign will stay for a second and then fall. It's that Looney gravity fall.
Yeah.
I mean, just make a game of counting how many dust clouds you saw in the Wile E. Coyote cartoon. I got up to 7 once.
Oh, really?
Witch Hazel was another good one. She was creepy as hell.
Every time she left the room, she would leave behind hairpins midair. Yeah. It always cracked me up.
Oh, God.
I love her. I love Witch Hazel. Bug shows up. And he gives her those big... He makes his eyes all big. "You remind me of my pet spider." She gets all weak.
I totally forgot about Witch Hazel.
Yeah, he turns her into a beautiful woman and she freaks out.
Yeah.
The opposite. But, and I have to say, the whole thing, like Mikey said, the exchanges, rabbit season, duck season, that does work. If you're talking to somebody and you're saying something like that back and forth, if you suddenly say what they've been saying all along, they will answer you back with the opposite, because I've done that like 3 times. It's brilliant. But,
Foghorn Leghorn, the chicken hawk.
I love Foghorn Leghorn. I know Slick doesn't like him, but he's my
I say, boy. But I like I love that the tiny little chicken hawk and Foghorn Leghorn had to be like human size. And he beat the crap out of him and dragged him off the coast.
That's why I like that. The chicken hawk always bests Foghorn, if only because Foghorn's all bluster and stupidity. And
on the other hand, that does mean that, every Foghorn Leghorn cartoon ends with him being devoured.
Yes, this is true.
And there was that one with the little Sheldon. Little Sheldon, who with this little jean.
With the glasses.
Oh, yes. He's so cute.
Wasn't Foghorn romantic his mother?
Yeah, he was trying to get with another, and he made the little paper boat, and they circled Foghorn. "Aha, what you doing there, boy?" And they shot him and sold it, and he sank.
That's right. what was the other chicken's name? It was Rhode Island Red. It was the one that was like a singer.
Oh, God.
Something, yeah.
Oh, a pink puma. That was another one.
How many lumps? 1 or 2?
He apparently only appeared in 2 cartoons.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But he's so... It was just that voice.
Yes. I also love Gossamer the Monster.
Oh, how can you like Gossamer? Gossamer's awesome.
I love him. He got the manicure.
He just looks like the most cuddly out of all.
Interesting story.
Monster. My. Such interesting people. Oh, God. So awesome.
Of course, there was that opera. I think their biggest step outside the norm was the opera one, where they did the entire opera and it ends with a genuine sad opera ending where. And it there's nothing funny about it. It's just Elmer's coming up, I've killed him. And he just walks off with Bugs Bunny's corpse and you're. Oh, that one where Bugs is playing the piano and it's completely silent. It's just him doing gestures.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, there's two. There's one where he's playing the piano and it's just him. It's completely silent, except he's playing the piano. And there's a bit where his gloves come off and play on their own. And there's one where he's conducting.
Yes, I like to conduct.
And he's just got the hands in the air. Oh.
He leaves.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah, and he leaves and goes.
The opera singer and the opera holds the note and turning red and everything.
It was exactly the right people brought together in exactly the right time.
The thing that kills me is that there were things that were very specific to the time. Like there's one where you have Bogart. What the hell? Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall are in the cartoon, basically. I remember that, like, they're at a restaurant and Bugs and Daffy are trying to serve them, and I think Daffy's trying to hit on Lauren Bacall or something, and even though that should date it, so to speak, because it's Bogart and Bacall, you know, very much of a time, it doesn't. It still holds up brilliantly. It was the thing that we love about stuff now. The thing that I love is, like, when things are referencing things sort of pop culturally. Sort of, they were doing that in the freaking 40s, the 30s and the 40s, and that wasn't something that was done normally then. And like Mikey said, these were made for adults, and they were shown at cinemas, you know, before films. You know, they were just shorts that – I don't think they had any clue that this was going to become what it was.
Yeah.
You know, what it is, I should say. So, yeah, they do hold up brilliantly. And I always like those ones where it's – where they take the piss out of – there's ones where they take the piss out of Nazis.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorites. Finding
people to buy war bonds and stuff. It is of the time, but it doesn't date the show, so to speak, when you see those.
That one with Bugs and the Bull. Or he's in the bullfighting room.
Oh,
and the gun. and the bull realizes that when he slams his tail on the ground, he shoots bullets out of his horns.
See, these are such fun moments.
What happened to the Albuquerque? Where the hell was he going? Why did he always have to go past Albuquerque? Take a different route, Bugs. It will help you.
Something happened in Albuquerque.
Oh, Hassan Chop. That's one. Where the 1001 Arabian Nights and Bugs and Daffy went up in a cave. And it was just this big, huge guy with a turban. Hassan Chop!
And I think they opened it by saying open sesame, didn't they?
Yes. Open fastener.
That's the one. I think that's the one where Daffy ends up. He says, I'm a greedy little miser. That's what he says at the end of it. Which cracks me up. I'm a greedy little miser. I also like the one with, there's one that I always thought was brilliant where it's a dog who falls in love with this statue of a dog. And because it's like during the war, they take the statue of the dog, which he calls Daisy, is metal. It basically melts her down to make a bullet out of her or make weapons out of her because that was what they were doing at the time, you know, because of World War II. And like he follows the whole thing of this statue being taken to the factory and where she's – and in the end, it's a giant bullet that says Daisy on the side. And he kisses it and it blows up or something. He's like, oh, Daisy. And like it just – I don't know why I always like that one.
I don't remember that one.
The cat and the dog, that big bulldog, that he'd be pulling on the
yes.
And then Sylvester was in one with them, and Sylvester was sick of him, so he tried to kill the cat. And Hector, was it Hector? Yeah, it was Hector. He didn't take it well. He did not take that well. and by not well, I mean he tried to eat.
He thinks the kitten's dead. In one of them.
I was just, and every single one would end the kitten just in the same move, and they just look so pleased with it. So, yep. Cats and dogs don't always have to fight. It's just that, no. You know, when the cat with the lisp shows up, all bets are off.
Oh, and then there was
why did everyone lisp in that cartoon? There were a lot of lispers.
I don't know. Probably because Mel Blanc did it so well, maybe? I don't know. Then there's the one, too, with the owl where he loves to sing about the Moona and the Duna and the Springa. And that's the only way I know that song. I don't know. I know that they referenced it on South Park by having the aliens control Cartman, and they would zap him, and it would activate whatever his implant was in his ass, and he would start to sing it. Oh, my God. And I just remember that one with the little owl who wanted to be like a pop singer, but his dad was like, no, you have to sing classical music.
Yeah.
That reminds me, was that when Michigan J. Frog appeared, was in Looney Tunes?
Oh my God, that frog must have ruined so many lives.
I love that frog. How can you not like Michigan J. Frog?
Buried in the concrete corner of a building for decades.
And it just creeps. Oh my God, he'll make me rich, River.
Yeah. He would just.
And he'd pick him up and he'd try to start making him dance.
Oh, it's just his finger behind the legs and starts kicking them to make him dance. Oh my God.
I've got to go watch a Michigan J. Frog bit when we're done with this because, oh my gosh, those are the funnest ones. I love Michigan J. Frog.
He did ruin a lot of lives. I never thought about that. That was a
We're probably in some sort of institute screaming, he can dance! The frog can dance!
He can sing as well, I swear!
Actually, there was one where it ended with the guy in some sort of institution, and you just look out the window, and the frog, Michigan's just going by the window. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yep, right, dances right by the damn window, singing and dancing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love those bits. I loved him. Of course, the frog. I gotta go watch a bit of him when we're done. Oh my gosh.
One where Bugs winds up at this creepy castle, and it's basically Peter and Laurie in it. And he builds this robot female rabbit who just makes Bugs crazy whenever he sees her. He's like, he literally like goes completely stiff his whole body, and he's like, oh, it's a female bunny. Speaking of, Bugs would dress up as a female quite often.
Yes, Bugs did like to dress up in women's clothing.
Mm-hmm. And he was always perceived as hot.
A lot of guys find him good looking when he's as a woman.
Mm-hmm. Good looking female rabbit is Bugs Bunny. If you're into rabbits, female rabbits in drag. It's a complicated issue.
It is. It's a bit scary. But I know Elmer always fell for it.
Oh, poor Elmer.
Elmer's probably one of my...
He's very, very quiet. I'm hunting.
Elmer's not terribly
interesting. Elmer was like the nicest guy in the world who happened to enjoy hunting, except that he paid for it every time.
Oh, you know, one of my favorites with them, with Elmer and Bugs, is he brings... I can't remember how Bugs gets in his house. But in the end, he says, like, he makes him think that he's got some weird disease. Like, he does a voice on the radio saying it's this, you see spots before your eyes, and you turn into a rabbit, and there's all these steps to it, like, you know, that you've got rabbititis. And he makes Elmer believe he has rabbititis. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
But in the end of it, I remember him telling him, he's like, wait a minute, do you see spots before your eyes? Because, you know, he would talk to the camera. And they, of course, did the animated spots, like, on the screen, moving in front of your eyes. So he's like, ah! He runs away screaming because he thinks the whole audience has rabbititis. But, there's so many of them. I wonder how many they even made.
Oh, God.
I mean, they've
been
around
since... It was 1930 to 1969, I think, they were doing the original run. And they were still doing them up until the 80s and 90s.
Well, then you've got, like, the different spin-offs. They've had, what, the Tiny Toons. They've had the Lunatics. They now have the Looney Tunes show.
Animaniacs could be considered a spin-off in a sense because it was much true to the spirit of Looney Tunes.
That was... the only thing that's come since that week. Nothing will ever be on a par with Looney Tunes for me, but Animaniacs, I remember seeing that the first time and just being completely blown away. Like, oh my God.
Some of the things they got
really had that reverence and that, you know, winking and, you know, kind of glint in their eye when they did it. And I was just like, I love the fact that the three main characters, you know, Dot, oh, I forgot their names, Dot and
Yakko, Wakko, and Dot.
Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't remember the brothers' names. You never know what they are, which I find amusing. They just sort of made them this sort of cute animal. Yeah, exactly. And it's not really an issue, but there were so many brilliant things that came out of Animaniacs. It's amazing to me now thinking about how widespread that is, the influence of that.
Some of the things that they got away with, I can't believe they got away with.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I get,
hello, Nurse. Or the Goodfellas. Goodfellas are fantastic. Especially the Animaniacs were Looney Tunes done in modern day with modern day jokes.
Exactly. That was the only sort of predecessor, if you will, that did it justice. You know,
didn't like Tiny Toons?
I've never
Tiny Toons is fine.
I'm not fond of when they take an existing franchise and make them all babies. I just don't get that. Like the Muppet.
Well, they did that as well. They did Baby Looney Tunes.
See, I just
they were all babies in a daycare.
Doesn't make sense.
That's what you call them in the daycare.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What do you call them over there? Baby jails?
I don't. There's a word for it, but I cannot remember the word off the top of my head. Baby something.
I'm looking through these, like, little Looney Tunes characters just on Google Images, and the little baby kangaroo from Looney Tunes.
Oh, my God, the baby kangaroo.
Kangaroo that used to beat the shit out of everyone.
Yeah. Oh,
Sylvester always thought. Sylvester thought he was a mouse.
Yes. Sylvester did?
Yeah, he thought he was a giant mouse.
Oh, my God. Sylvester's son.
Oh, God.
I hated Bathroom.
You must be a great hero, Father, for you are the greatest mouser in all of the world.
Yes.
God, I hate you, child. I really, really hate you.
Exactly, you little bastard.
But what was the kangaroo's name? Shoot.
I don't remember the kangaroo ever having a name.
No, he's got a name. He's got a name. Hang on.
I don't remember the name at all.
Talk amongst yourselves.
But there's so many, like, off-the-wall characters just like that, that you're just like, oh, you probably don't know his name, but you remember what he did.
Hippity Hopper.
Oh, Hippity Hopper, yeah.
Is it actually his name?
Hippity Hopper.
Never heard the name before, wow. Right, just saying right now, that's what I learned this week, just so you know.
Hippity
Hopper.
Yeah. He was this as well for Baby.
Oh, yeah, he was crazy. The thing is, like, with this new TV show, you'll never see anything like that. Because with all the issues today...
Let's stay positive. I don't want... Let's sort of put that off next rest of my life.
I'm just saying, with this new show, because of all the issues with being bullies and stuff, you're not going to see that in this new show.
Can we not talk about the new show at all? Do we have to?
That's what we're getting to.
I think we should have ranted and raved beforehand, but oh my God, there's not a whole lot of characters I don't like. Like you said before, Nicole, I never liked Foghorn. Like, I don't know why, and I never liked Sylvester's son. I think he's a little shit. I hate him. I always wanted to see Sylvester bite Tweety's head off. I have to admit,
there's probably the version of it out there where he did.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, but overall, there's not a whole lot that I don't like. Really? I don't know. My favorite was always Taz. I always tore between Taz and Bugs.
That little dog who hung out with the bulldog, and he had the hat and the shirt.
You know, the one that used to hop around the other one all the time. Hey, George, you know.
In the world, George, aren't you? You're the toughest.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, I'll beat up this cat, and it turned out to be a Black Panther. And every 5 minutes you go in there and he beat up. They thought it was Sylvester. They chase after him.
Mm-hmm.
And the big cat would get the big fella. He'd get knocked out. The little fella would look over and just see Sylvester beat him up and say, "You can do it, George." And it was just, it ended up with
the switch.
Yeah.
That's like that happened with Sylvester with his son with the kangaroo. That's right, because his son would just see a regular sized mouse, but when Sylvester would go in to get him, it was the kangaroo. It was the same person. Yeah, exactly.
A very big one.
I just sent you the link of it. It's Spike the Bulldog and Chester the Terrier.
We've forgotten a huge character.
Oh, yeah?
The fastest mouse in all of Mexico.
Oh, Speedy!
Speedy now has to be warned about, because people don't realize that Speedy isn't racist.
The thing is, they tried to not make him racist with this new show, and making him extra racist, pretty much.
Yes, I'll get on to that. Oh, well, I get on.
You mean he's racist, or do you mean he's more stereotypical?
No, they tried to stay away from his stereotype, but in the end, by trying to stay away from it, he's even more racist now.
Well, when you say racist, do you mean stereotypical?
Well, yeah, there was a warning that...
That makes it sound like he hates white people.
Oh, no.
Like racist against Mexicans or something like that. There's a warning in front of Speedy Gonzales cartoons that I know on TV in America and on DVDs that be warned, these cartoons, they are a product of their time and they may cause offense.
Get out, really?
Yeah, I'm gonna put a question out to you. Anyone from Mexico listening to this, I want to know, have you ever been offended by Speedy Gonzales? Have you sat there and said Speedy Gonzales is a poor representation of the average Mexican rodent?
The thing is, Speedy was awesome.
Yeah, Speedy makes Mexicans look very, very good. Slowpoke makes him look
bad. I was going to say Slowpoke Rodriguez, not as much. I love
it. I will hurry up now, my cousin Speedy. I will be and then there's you think you can get away from me? And he pulls out this huge gun and shoots him in the face. And cannot be smart, but I have always intelligence or whatever. Yes, Edie may have, Slowpoke may have been mildly, Slowpoke could have been pushing it. Slowpoke was packing.
That's Speedy. When you're a mouse, you gotta be packing, I guess. So.
But Speedy like ran through people and out the other end, which looked incredibly painful.
Stupid people and. Put them in their place.
Good time.
Yeah. Can't believe we forgot about Speedy. I feel bad now. Well, I remember, too, where they did the spoofs on the Honeymooners, when they would do those, where the Honeymooners, basically the Honeymooners is mice.
Oh, yeah.
Those were awesome.
That was cute. I like that.
Oh, I used to love those. And there was one that was, even as a little girl, like, I loved Jack Benny, and I don't know if Mike even knows who Jack Benny is, but... It's weird for somebody of my age or younger to like Jack Benny because he was popular before I was born, but he was a violinist and comedian who had his own show, and he just makes me laugh so hard. He can make me laugh really hard with just one look on his face. But they did one where it was the mice, but they did it of the Jack Benny show. So it was Jack Benny and his wife, Mary, and his friend. And it's brilliant because in the end... You actually see Jack Benny. They did this whole thing where it goes into live action with Jack Benny, and he sees these mice running out of. It's fucking brilliant. If you guys ever get a chance to look at it, it's awesome. That's one of my favorite things ever on the show. That was really cool.
Well, Mikey, do you want to tell Slick how Speedy is portrayed today?
Speedy lives under the fridge.
I know. I've seen a little bit of his show, and I've seen him.
Speedy lives under the fridge and has the thickest fake Mexican accent I have ever heard.
It's horrible.
And it's kind of lazy, and just is a bastard child of bastardness.
bastard.
He lives under the fridge.
He just feels incredible. He would feel like I can honestly sort of see the guy doing the voice coming away. Have I just offended everyone on the planet? Have I? Am I just? I think I did. I'm almost certain I did. And then you watch the old cartoon. He's doing a Mexican accent, but it's funny. When I do it, it just sounds like I'm taking the piss out of someone doing a Mexican accent. Why am I under the fridge? Why do I live under the fridge? What's under the fridge that keeps me there?
Well, you remember back in the day when...
Why? 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 Why?
Oh, I think he's broken.
Yeah. Well, Slick, do you remember Bugs living in a house or Daffy living with him?
Okay, yeah, they're friggin' roommates of their shit. I just don't get it.
I should probably move on to the new stuff now. Because it's time. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read Wikipedia, the article, and the synopsis of the show, right?
Okay. Professor O'Sullivan is going to educate us.
It's crap. The concept show revolves around Bugs and Daffy living in the suburbs of Los Angeles with colorful neighbors. I can't even say it. This is what the show's doing to me. With colorful neighbors, including Lola, Tina Russa Duck, Porky Pig, Petunia Pig, Sylvester, Tweety, Emma Webster, they gave Granny a name. And they called Witch Hazel, Witch Lisa. For some reason, it's Hazel backwards. Yosemite Sam, Speedy Gonzales has a fridge, and more. In the show, each character has a roommate. For example, Bugs and Daffy are living in the same house. The show also features CGI Wile E. Coyote in Roadrunner shorts and the Melly Melody. That's also the Merry Melodies 2 minute music videos showcasing classic characters singing original songs. For example, Yosemite Sam rapping about his anger problems, or as he puts it, blowing his stack, and Marvin the Martian telling about what it's like to be a Martian foreign exchange student. Each of the episodes centers on the characters in the neighborhood, the growth of their relationships, and the explorations of friendship between Bugs and Daffy. Oh my god, shoot me now. In the face.
I'm sorry, Mikey.
I fucking hate your country. You give
I don't know why right now.
The Americans give and the Americans take away.
Mm-hmm. Now, you saw these cute little music videos they did. Well, you saw, two? Did you see two? You saw the Chicken Hawk one.
I've seen three or four.
Oh, did you see the Marvin the Martian one?
I love that one. I hate men and I fucking love it. I'm a Martian! I actually saw it on the TV before I ever saw the show. And I kind of thought the show might be good. And then I saw the show and then I wanted
to die. Chicken Hawk, I saw.
The Elmer Fudd one is the one that's very disturbing because Elmer Fudd has
a
sexual relationship with a grilled cheese sandwich.
I know what they were trying for.
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, the Chicken Hawk was pretty funny.
I've never seen the Chicken Hawk one.
Oh, wait, nothing in this show is funny. Nothing. Nothing. That's the thing. They're doing. Bad. They're not just doing Looney Tunes as a sitcom. They're doing Looney Tunes as a bad sitcom.
As a horrible, horrendous sitcom. Americans can't do sitcoms, generally speaking. We can't.
No, you can't. Sorry, you can't.
No.
I don't mean to offend anyone, but you can't.
It's true. I hate sitcoms in general. So.
It starts off with the first episode is Daffy wants to be in a show called Bestest Friends, because as we know, Bugs and Daffy love each other very, very much when they're not trying to get each other killed. And they have to go on the show, and Daffy doesn't know as much about Bugs as Bugs would like, and Bugs gets very upset about this. And Daffy tries harder, and then Bugs decides they're better off as they were. And Speedy lives under the fridge.
So what can you advise to people about this new show?
It's awful. There is no advice. If you like the show, I'm going to punch you.
I like this show, Mikey. I want to see you punch me.
you should fear me right now, woman. This is not the Irish is being funny. This is the Irish. Jai, I was talking to Jai, and he said, you know, it would be great if we could find something that really made you rage.
And this is it?
And the Lord provide.
Have you not spoken to Mikey in the last 2 weeks alone? His avatar says no false idols and has the old school Bugs holding a sword with the head of the new school Bugs on the end of it. I mean, that kind of says it all.
They bring back Lola Bunny, which I don't really mind. I don't mind Lola. She's harmless.
Oh my god.
She is so. It's not that she's annoying, ha ha ha. It's that she's just annoying. Nothing in this show is funny. Honestly. I didn't laugh. I didn't even smile watching any of this. Why were they all in high school together? Why was Porky Pig a fucking jock when he was... Why does Marvin have hair? Why? Why?
I didn't know Marvin had
why
hair.
Why does Ducky have a girl called Tina Russo? Why is there a duck called Tina Russo? Who is Daffy's girlfriend and Lola's best friend? Why is there a girlfriend for Porky? Why is Yosemite Sam the weird neighbor? Why is Taz a dog?
What?
Why has Pepe Le Pew ever been married? He's never been able to get the woman. The point is, he's a creepy rapist.
Taz is a dog?
Taz thinks he's a dog.
Oh, shit. I'm so glad I've seen what little I have seen of it. Jesus.
Why is there an episode about Bugs and Daffy fighting over a woman?
Her name is Starlet Johansson.
Uh-huh.
Why is there an episode about Foghorn Leghorn's life as a movie? Why am I in the urge to kill someone every time someone says, oh, it's not too bad? The animation is god-awful.
Bugs's feet are absolutely huge.
Look at an image, the promotional images of Daffy. What is wrong with his spine?
He has no spine.
It's not really all the physical comedy. Physical comedy is gone. I mean, it's genuinely gone. You have occasional token bit, but they have robbed of.
Why is Gossamer an emo tween who's struggling through middle school, and his mother is Hazel the Witch, who's
no,
now
Lisa.
Lisa the Witch.
Lisa, because Hazel apparently...
Whatever, they've changed around the letters in Hazel and said Lisa. It's so abysmal in so many ways.
So, what advice would you give someone? Stay away from this and just watch the classics?
No,
yes.
Basically?
Send a complaint to Cartoon Network. You canceled Transformers Animated, and you made this. You are not making good business decisions.
They also canceled Symbiotic Titan.
I hate you. God, I hate you.
I'm sorry.
I did notice that wrestler guy is in this. I mean, the boxing guy. The big boxer. Those were some classic ones. With
oh,
God.
The boxer, yeah.
No, sewing up his pants in the ring. Oh,
don't
Jesus.
Say that because you'll give yourself hope.
No, I'm not. I have no hope for this new show. I've seen very little of it. I watched an entire one where, because I was like, when is this going to end and another one going to start that might be good? Because
I was
used to the 7-minute runtime.
Yeah, I was watching.
And it was,
when are you going to tell a joke?
And it was Bugs and Daffy on some besties. Game show. And
also, I hate Fair Melodies because everything's a fucking rap. The only thing I don't hate is the Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner shorts because they're just Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner shorts. They're not good Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner shorts.
Are those the ones that are over the top CG shit?
Yeah.
CG. They're at best very average.
Yeah.
Very average. But
yeah.
At least I don't hate them. But oh my god, if I could, I would introduce Bugs and Daffy from this show to my uncle who likes to go hunting and stuff things. And then I would introduce the producers and creators and writers and directors and animators and everyone involved. The voice cast pisses me off. Do you know why? Because they've got some very, very talented people in this who are doing fucking bad impressions.
That's true. They just need
Billy
to do their
West.
Own.
Is one of the best voice actors out there.
Who is he?
He's Elmer. He sounds like Fry, if Fry did his song. You've got Maurice LaMarche as Yosemite Sam doing a bad impression. You've got Jim Cummings. Jim Cummings, who actually can...
Who's he playing?
He's Taz.
Oh.
Oh, and he was good as Taz when it was before. He was good as Taz in Tasmania. And I actually heard something... from a clip, and he just growls. He doesn't spit, he doesn't anything. You've got Rene Aubergioni, you know, your man from, who played Odo in Deep Space Nine, actor.
I know.
From Gila Pugh. You've got Jeff Burgum, you've got Tara Strong, you've got fantastic actors and actresses and everything, who are doing really bad impressions.
So they didn't even bother to get, like, Noel Blanc to do any of this?
No, just bad impressions.
Because I remember when Mel Blanc died, his son seemed a logical replacement, and he actually did him justice. You could still tell it wasn't Mel Blanc, but if I had to have somebody other than Mel Blanc, I would pick Noel Blanc. I mean, it's kind of like when Jim Henson died, at least his son, I think it's Brian, over. But, yeah, I didn't know that there was talent involved in the show because I just heard shitty, like you said, shitty impersonations. I didn't know
There is talent.
Yeah.
That somehow, somewhere is being directed to be crap.
Yeah.
LaMarche and Billy West.
This is one thing I tell people. If you want a new Looney Tunes show, that's good. Go watch My Little Pony.
There's a sad truth to that.
It's true. My Little Ponies is the new old Looney Tunes. Does that make sense?
I wish to harm people.
So anyway,
save the hubs and you will. If people will subscribe to the hub, I can't because I'm in the UK and Ireland and all those places. You will be saving the one bit of Looney Tunes humor that is out there today, because it fecking hell isn't it in the fecking Looney Tunes fecking show.
Tell us your real silly Mikey.
I will be in prison for murder soon. Because you took from me and I will take from you. It will be your spine.
So, what would you suggest to Warner Brothers to make the new show right? What's like one or two things?
Dump this stupid format. Just do modern Looney Tunes. You will probably, if you want to keep Looney Tunes going, and I know very well they do because it's a cash cow, just do Looney Tunes. You're never going to be as good as the old one, and that's not me being a fanboy. That's me saying it was a product of the, I said it earlier on, right people, right time, all that.
It was a fluke, and you can't.
Fluke. You're not going to repeat it, but you could make something that's at least funny. Just do Looney Tunes. 7-minute shorts, bit of comic violence, bit of comic one-liners, absolutely. Get a guy who did Animaniacs come in.
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. I just don't want to see them being roommates. I do not want to see Bugs and Daffy.
No, I don't. If it was all it was with roommates, I could live with it. I really, really could. But all I... Just take the guys who did Animaniacs, hand them the Looney Tunes cast, and say, away with you. But do not do this, you bastards. Bastards.
Yeah, it's wrong in every conceivable way. It's shit. It really, really is.
I checked reviews. Someone said, oh, it was very funny. And then another person actually responded with, were you watching the same thing I was?
And how drunk were you when you were watching?
It's not. It's painful.
Yes, it's actually painful. I winced, I think, the whole time I watched it.
I could feel my joy dying. And I actually, the only good thing I can say about this is that if you watch this show, it will make you rush out and watch the old Looney Tunes. It will make you cry for the first copy or the first YouTube clip, because you will need to laugh. Because otherwise you will feel your soul die and you will start burning effigies of Bugs Bunny outside your window. I know, I saw a guy. It may have been me. Also, the intro pisses me off.
The intro doesn't really do a whole lot.
The intro just feels like it's an opening for a sitcom.
Everything about it is evil and wrong.
It's created by the devil to test you. Stand tall and do not let evil take your soul. I don't know. It's like, Dave said that, is it like hearing Tom and Jerry talk and act like they're friends in the movie?
Basically.
No, because at the end of that movie, they tried to kill each other. It wasn't a good movie, but at the end of the movie, you had, ha ha, I'll try to kill you. So there was an element of, we know why you're watching this. We have to sell this to the people who are dumb enough to buy it, but we know why you're watching this. This show is so much worse because I guarantee you, creating this, they thought it was a fantastic idea. They thought it was an idea that was going to put them on the map. It did.
Just the wrong map.
Sort of in the same way, after a nuclear explosion, if you look at a map, there's a big red circle. Which says, do not go here. You went there. You irradiated Bugs Bunny.
I hate you. So anyways, just go back and watch the good old stuff.
Yeah, this is one time where I'm like, seriously, if you've not seen any of it at all, don't even bother. Really, don't even bother. Unless you have some sick, freaking morbid curiosity about it, but I would just say please.
I think everyone should go watch one episode just to see how bad it is.
No, I don't think they should even bother.
I usually would say that, but not this time, no.
Yeah, exactly. This time, no.
This is genuine. This is not, oh, so bad you need to see it. This is just so bad. If one person watches an episode, that's one more person who's given this any kind of support. Maybe next season, if they get, they will probably get an extra season out of this at least.
I think they will, yeah.
And maybe you can, you know what? Email this to Looney Tunes fellas, the guys behind this. Someone email them a podcast link and just tell them, if you're doing it next time, learn from the mistakes.
The only thing that really...
I'll find you. I can.
You'll have an Irishman after you. The thing that makes me most sad about it is that there is going to be a generation of children who see this and think it's Looney Tunes.
No, yeah. There won't, because I am planning a trip.
That's what I'm afraid of. I hate the thought of there being kids that think this is Looney Tunes and that this shit... Yeah, but I don't know that would happen so much because the original Looney Tunes is, I mean, think about it. I'm 40, Mikey's like 25, Nicole, you're what, 34?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of three different ages. And even, you know, like my niece who's going to be 15 next month, like this spans decades and generations of the original of people who grew up with it. So it's never been gone, so to speak. And even now, I know Cartoon Network does show the original stuff at 6 in the morning during the week. Of course, they did back it, then play the new shit afterwards the other day, which made me...
take my joy away.
Exactly, so...
happiness, Cartoon.
It's not even bad in a good way. It's not anything like that. We're not taking the piss out of something in a funny way. It's just genuinely awful. You know, just do not
take my joy. Don't take the light from me, Cartoon Network. You did it already. You took my light. and now I have one light and you're trying to take it off me again. Why, Cartoon Network? Why? What did we do to you? Did we enrage you? Did we not sacrifice enough goat? What was it that made you do this to me? I have been watching you since I was 8 years old at my godmother's on Sundays because she had Sky. And and this is how you thank me. This is how you repay me. First, you kill Toonami. Then you kill CNX, the two best things you ever did. And now you're doing this to me. Have you no respect? Have you no gratitude? Do you not realize what we've done for you over the years? And you're doing it. Every time you do something good, you ruin it. Here, you didn't even bother doing something good first. You ruined it. You did preemptive ruining. I may need to have a drink after this, and I don't drink.
I was going to say, I've never heard you say you drank. So, all right, have we sufficiently covered Looney Tunes?
I think so.
Yeah, do not engage with the new ones. Yes, exactly.
Don't take my joy.
That's going to be the tagline for this episode.
Every time you see me, you earthlings turn and run. I don't know what your problem is. I'm really super fun. I'm a Martian, not a great white shark. I'm a Martian. I play frisbee in the park. Come over to my party. It's not that long a trip. You'll be glad you made the journey for my 7-layer dip. I like sharing cheese pizza. You see, I'm not so bad. Do you like little puppies? I make them in my lab. I'm a Martian. I hope for you no ill will. A Martian! Does someone need a chill pill? My name's Marvin, I'm a Martian. La 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 lee, la la lee, lee, lee. Let's share a lemon soda and talk about our feelings. But don't insult my helmet, cause then I'll hit the ceiling. I've got a laser! And it's pointed at your planet. It's my laser! So don't take me for granted. I'm a Martian! Boom shakalaka. I'm a Martian! Shakalaka. Boom.